This is the Diana DeRosa interview with Equus Television Worldwide correspondent Diana DeRosa. Join Diana as she traverses the globe, bringing you the latest information from equestrian newsmakers, newsbreakers, athletes, and luminaries from across the global equestrian spectrum. The Diana DeRosa interview starts now.
I'm speaking with Birgit Rosenberg, who lives in Aachen, Germany, and she is the sports director of the FEI World Championships Aachen 2026, which will take place August 11th to the 23rd. This is your chance to get more details about this amazing event. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining me, Birgit. But before we get started, I would like you to talk a little bit about how you got into the horse world.
Oh, that's from day one, I must say. I'm born on a farm where horses were always present. So I started to ride myself really as a kid with my brothers every day. So the virus was led very early, I must say. And then I had quite an active riding career until university time. And of course, now I'm very lucky to have my kind of hobby now become my profession into my day-to-day job.
Yes, you're an amazing person. So many things I've read about you that I really love. So let's go ahead, dig into the World Championships. First of all, for those viewers who don't know what it is, and even for those who do, what is the World Championships?
Well, the World Championships in Aachen will be the World Champion for six disciplines. We are running over 2 weeks in August, 11th to 23rd, the World Championship in show jumping, in dressage, in para dressage, in eventing, four in hand driving, and in vaulting. So we'll have a full program close to what we did in 2006 with the World Equestrian Games, and looking ahead to a hopefully wonderful event.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about what the venue is like?
Yes, the venue, it's a permanent infrastructure which we use every year to run our CHIO Aachen, which is a yearly event, always in July. And so the World Championship will be held on the same venue. So we are lucky to really make use of the existing infrastructure, but still we have done a lot of new things on the venue to present the venue in a perfect shape then in August for all the six disciplines.
When you have six different disciplines, are they in different locations on site, or do they,
Absolutely.
Some of them cross over?
No, we have various stadiums. We have the main stadium, which will host the jumping, the dressage, which will be in the main stadium. And we have the eventing show jumping finishing in the main stadium. Then we have Stadium 2, which will host the eventing dressage and the four-in-hand dressage and cones. And we have Stadium 3, which will host the vaulting and the para-dressage. This will be the roofed stadium. And of course, we have next door our cross-country track, where we will have the cross-country of eventing and the marathon for the four-in-hand drivers.
Okay, so if people want to know more about your event, where should they go?
Where should they go? Come here for 2 weeks, I would say. Start with the opening ceremony on the 11th evening, which will be the first time we will welcome the athletes, and we will have a fantastic show program. And then, yes, depending on your likes of which discipline you like, but I think there are many, many highlights. The show jumping, the dressage, I think in the main stadium with 35,000 spectators will be really, really cool, especially the night under floodlight, the final freestyle dressage, for me, for sure, a super highlight. The days out in the cross country, so the Saturday and week one, the 15th of August, the marathon. But also we are very much looking forward for the first time to welcome the para dressage. So this is a new discipline for Aachen. So I think it's really super to have the para athletes being part of the full championship and being amongst all the others, and to have the same opportunities and the same atmosphere than the other disciplines, which we feel is well deserved. And we very much look forward to that.
I love that you're doing that you're bringing the para there. I mean, that's very near and dear to me. I interview a lot of people, especially Olympians that are para riders, and they are so excited to get an interview and to have that chance to actually compete. Bridget, your career has taken you in many different directions. Can you talk about the key events that led you to where you are today?
Yes, of course. So I started my career actually in Aachen in 2003, and were lucky to have in 2006 already the first highlight of my career for sure with the World Equestrian Games, where I was part of the sports team here in Aachen, which was coming by that time from three disciplines at GU Aachen to run a world championship with seven disciplines. It was a huge challenge, but in my career, I think I learned really a lot in that time, so that helped me a lot. And then afterwards, I was lucky to be appointed the competition manager for the Hong Kong Olympic Games in 2008. So I moved to Hong Kong, which was a really a great experience. Lived there for a year and was part of the Olympic Games, which was, I really must say, a special experience for me, which I until now have wonderful memories, and which gave me also, I think, was very helpful in my career, because in the equestrian network you meet a lot of people, and running Olympic Games was again different to Aachen. So that was a great time, and I was lucky to be able to come back to Aachen. So before I left, they promised me that they would take me back on board when I come back. So I joined again the Aachen team, and then the next highlight here, apart from our yearly highlight, which is of course the CHIO Aachen, which is our key event, where we put all our heart in every year. But then 2015, another championship with the European Championships. Yes, and of course now again looking forward to the next big championships with the FEI World Championships in August here in Aachen. So no, I've been very lucky, I must say, in my job, to be always part of the Aachen team. And since 2019 now, I'm a member of the board and sports director here in Aachen, and that's my life, and I'm very happy with what I'm doing.
That's great. We all love it when we like what we're doing. Why are the world championships so important to the horse world? And why should people that even aren't horse people kind of come or learn about it?
Well, I think for the horse people, it's great to have all the disciplines at one event and one location, and it's a very international event, and having people coming to Aachen, and this we know already from the ticket sales, that compared to our normal event, it's even more international. We have many people coming from the US, from other continents. And I think sport has a lot of power to really bring people together. And if you look and see what happens left and right from us at the moment, I mean, the world has become really a crazy place at the moment. I think sport can do a lot to bring people together in peace. And so this for sure is, for everybody not being involved in the horse sport, a great place to be. And for those people loving horse sport, I think championships is always a highlight, and you see the best athletes in the world, you see wonderful, the best horses in the world. So that should always be the aim, to see a championship and to be there. And being on spot is always again different than seeing things on television. So I think this is something we really look forward to, have full stadiums and a special atmosphere here during the event.
I think one of the things that you just said is very important, that you see the best athletes. This is like the Equestrian Olympics. I mean, it's the top riders from all over the world. So if people want to know a little bit more about what riders will be there and anything else, is there a website or is there some place that they can go to kind of check it out?
Absolutely. They should go to our website, which is www.aachen2026.com. And there you will find all the information about the sports program, about side events, about how to get here, how to get my tickets. So at the moment, the website is really the key focus point where all the information is gathered. In terms of which riders are going to compete, for sure the best in the world, but the qualification procedure within the FEI has not been ended, so we don't have the final list now. And then in the end, the chef d'équipes do the nomination of their teams. So this will still take a little while to really know exactly which ride is going to come. But what we can clearly say is it will be the best riders in the world.
You know, people that are near Aachen or in that part of the world probably pretty much know what to do and how to get there and stuff. But is there a way that they can find out? Like, let's say somebody from the United States wants to go, wants to figure out where to stay. Is there something on your site that kind of gives them some direction?
Absolutely. There is information, some logistical information. So, which are the nearest airports like Cologne or Düsseldorf or Brussels? How to get from the airport to the venue? Where to stay? So, we have a cooperation with the Aachen Tourist Service, which is a key provider of all the hotel rooms. So, it's very easy for the people to go via the Aachen Tourist Service because they know exactly where, in which hotel there are still rooms. It's much easier than trying to find your own room on all the websites. So I can only recommend to go on our website and gather all this information. I think then it should be much easier to plan your journey.
Well, I was there for the 2006 World Equestrian Games, which it was called then. And I was also there for CHIO Aachen. And your venue has changed. But I mean, it was great back then, but now it's like unbelievable. What is it that t it takes to keep that venue going?
Well, I think what we're always trying to achieve is a good combination of having tradition on the one hand. We are built in 1898, so that's the day of when the club was found. And I think on areas where you move on the venue, you can feel this tradition in a way. But I think we, on the other hand, we were always hopefully brave enough to take the next steps in developing and not resting on our tradition, but moving forward and seeing the needs where to become modern, to where to digitalize and where to invest in our infrastructure. And I think in the focus of everything we do on the venue is always the horse and the welfare of the horse, top conditions. That's what we most want. So this is where we, the whole year, there goes a lot of attention to like footing all in all the arenas, stables, quality in the stables. So actually, we are building for the World Championship a new stable with 200 new boxes and bigger boxes. So this has always been our key focus to really look where are needs to develop and where we can still be with our tradition. And yes, and doing so and being able so we apart from running our event, we have the whole year round a big program at the CHIO Aachen campus, which is also focusing on helping young talents into the sport, doing a lot of education, training courses, but also for the people in the region here to open our venue for them to have the possibility to ride here to really. Then we have nearly 200 days of where events are run on the venue around horses, and that keeps us going.
Well, they are going to love it if they get there. I want to actually ask you one more question before we close. And that is, okay, there's all that competition that people can go and see and do and whatever. But what else is there that they can do on site during the World Championships?
There is a lot, I must say, and we are very happy because Aachen, the people in the city of Aachen, the Lord Mayor, the politics, they really love the event because it brings so much into the city. And so they have come up with a wonderful side program in the city. Like all the museums in Aachen have a program around horses, exhibition around horses, in the schools, in the playgrounds. Everything is around horses at the moment. So the shops in the city are decorated with the style of the World Championships. And every night there will be a World Championship show on a stage in the city. There's a big place where you can have drinks and food and public viewing also. And there every night we will also celebrate the medal winners again in the city. There will be concerts, there will be bands, there will be music. So it's a lot going on. And so I think nobody will be bored, apart from, of course, in the very exciting sports program, there's a lot to see and a lot to do.
Well, and thank you very much. But I also want to let our audience know that this is the first. We're going to be updating as we go along, and then maybe then we'll learn a little bit more about what riders have already qualified or horses or more information as we go. So I want our audience to make sure they follow us in our other updates. And I want to thank you so much for sharing all this information with us. And I am Diana DeRosa reporting for the Equus Radio Network.
Thank you, Diana.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Email Diana at equistelevision.net. Join Diana every week for another interview with the people who help shape your equestrian experience, right here on the Equus Radio Network.